Hi, welcome to the CWF Gamecast. Today is Sunday, October 1st, and I am your host, Jonathan Reinhardt. I want to welcome all of you to today's show. It's a rainy, rainy New England Sunday out there today. I had to work today at the library, but I am home and doing the podcast for you. In today's cast, we're going to be talking about the Mini Painters Contest. We'll be doing an update on Alex Fennell from Mongoose Publishing, and we'll be talking about Guitar Hero 2. So, it's going to be a great show. I hope you stay tuned and listen and enjoy the show. And I just want to welcome our regular listeners and welcome all our new listeners as well. The past few podcasts, we've been doing a little segment, and it's one I like, so I'm going to continue to do it. It's called Music to Game By. And in today's Music to Game By section, we want you to check out the rock song First Date. It's by Janko Jones, and it's going to get us in the mood for Guitar Hero 2, so I want you to listen to that. But before we do, I want to mention that last time I played a song, and I misstated the artist's name. I called the person Uncle Feather, and it is Under Feather. So I want to apologize to Under Feather for that. And now, let's listen to First Date by Janko Jones. Enjoy, and we'll be right back after the song.
First Date! Electricity! When you walk in, you suck my circuitry! Back it up with attitude. When people sweat it out, you always play it cool. I think I know you. I'm gonna bet that you like Super Chunk and Joan Jett. Get your quick fix in my car. You got a sweet tooth and I'm your chocolate bar.
Question.
Do you kiss on the first date?
So, I hope you enjoyed First Date by Janko Jones, and I hope now you're going to be getting in the mood to talk about Guitar Hero. Of course, with everything, it's a little bit of a teaser because we're doing Guitar Hero later on in our show. It's actually the last thing I have on my list for us to talk about show-wise, excluding any, you know, mundane stuff. The first thing we're going to be talking about is the Mini Painters Contest. Previously, we did a whole thing on the Mini Painters Contest. We did actually talked about it in one of our podcasts. It was the first duo cast we ran with Ingrid from the UK. He wanted to promote them and talked about their contest, and we went into depth about that. So I'm not going to go into depth about the contest now. However, what I do want to talk about is their prizes. They have officially released the prizes, or rather they've released what the prizes will be, and they are incredible. There are prizes for, you know, first, second, and third place. There's also prizes for if you have the best bass, and then they give out a random prize as well. The prizes are coming from their sponsors, which are Exodus Road, Word Miniatures, Wayne's Miniature Basses, Molten Lead, Hassle-Free Miniatures, and Morgan Keith Studios. If you are lucky enough to win first place for their contest, you are going to get a ton of items. You get, your goodie bag includes a $25 voucher for Exodus Road, a $10 voucher for Word Miniatures, one display base from Wayne's Miniature Basses, you get 40 bases from Molten Lead, one of the brand new Death and Taxes figures from Hassle-Free Miniatures. That's an incredible model. We did a little blurb about it last time in our podcast. Plus, you get three random blisters from Hassle-Free and three random blisters from Morgan Keith. If you get second prize, you're going to get a $10 voucher for Word Miniatures. You get 30 bases from Molten Lead. You get the Death and Taxes figure from Hassle-Free Miniatures, plus three random blisters from Hassle-Free and two random blisters, two random models from Morgan Keith. I'm sorry. And if you get first place, you get three random models, not three random blisters. You get three random models from Morgan Keith. Third place, you're going to get a $10 voucher for Word Miniatures. You get 15 bases from Molten Lead, two random blisters from Hassle-Free Miniatures, plus you get one random model from Morgan Keith Studios. And if you don't win any of the first, second, or third place prizes, you still have a chance of winning either the best base or the random prize. Best base is going to be judged by the Mini Painter staff, and they're voting on the best base from all the entries submitted. And if you win this, you get some prizes obviously related to base and your bases. You're going to get four packs of Hassle-Free brass etched leaves, plus two packs of the resin bases from Morgan Keith Studios. Not a bad draw. And if you happen to win the random prize, they're just going to randomly draw some person who enters the contest. So maybe you don't get first or second or third prize. Maybe you don't get the best base prize, but you can still get the random prize. So no matter what, you're going to have a chance to win something. This random prize is a limited edition Blue Resin Pirate by Hassle-Free Miniatures. And I've seen the Blue Resin Pirate on the Hassle-Free Miniatures website when we were doing the podcast last time, on last Thursday, to be exact. I talked about the Death and Taxes models from Hassle-Free. I also talked about the new Tigress work in progress from Hassle-Free, because I had mentioned that the muscle work on that sculpture was incredible and totally wowed me. But while I was on their website that day, I had looked around and I was like, pirates, what's going on here? And I saw a special pirate model that they're doing. It's a blue resin model and it's incredible. All the prizes are great. They're just up there. You know, they're really high quality stuff. And whether you are in the Mini Painters contest or not, and you definitely should be in the contest because it's incredible, we really do recommend that you go and check out these people who are sponsoring the contest. They have some great work. They're incredible. They're affordable. I've looked at all of them except for Morgan Keith, Molten Lead, and Wayne's Miniature Basses. So I've seen, you know, Word Miniatures and Hassle-Free and Exodus Road. And I just love the stuff. It's incredible. I haven't purchased anything made by them yet. So, you know, down the road, I'm hoping to. But definitely check them out, because it's good quality stuff. And, you know, next time you need some miniatures, or maybe you need some bases, or you know, something, you know, go and see what they have. You don't always have to go with the big boys to buy your stuff. You can get stuff from anyone, and it's really good quality materials and product from these guys. So be sure to check out Mini Painters at minipainters.com. you want to go there and enter the painting contest. There's only 1 week left, but you know, maybe you have something you've been working on, maybe you're almost done with the entry or whatever, but just go get updates and whatnot, and they have the complete list and links to all of their sponsors. We don't have the links to the sponsors, but they have them at the Mini Painters website, and if you go to our show notes, you can get the Mini Painters link to go to their website, link to go to their painting contest, and you can get the link in our show notes to our article on the contest prizes. Be sure to check out the Mini Painters contest, and when it is over, we're going to be broadcasting the winners to you in an upcoming podcast. So stay tuned with that. At this point in time, I'd like to mention that, as always, you can get our show notes and updates and articles and blog postings and much, much more by going to our website. It is www.wargamingforums.com. Although we may have changed our name to the CWF Gamecast, our website address remains the same at www.wargamingforums.com. As always, our sponsor is Acho Hosting, where web plans start at just $3.55 a month for web hosting. They're working on doing a server move soon to get even better facilities and a better server. We will be keeping you apprised of that, but in the meantime, head on over there. They have great affordable plans, and their staff is incredible. It's great support. I've never experienced any downtime with them, but I know they cannot promise that. However, if you do sign up and join them, I'm sure you will come to appreciate the stellar tech support and the incredible, incredible uptime. So be sure to check out Acho Hosting, which is located at achohosting.com. Next, we're going to be talking about Alex Fennell from Mongoose Publishing. He's going to be visiting Danger Planet Games here in Waltham, Mass., which is about a 20-25 minute ride from our studios here in Dedham, Massachusetts. In the meantime, stay tuned. We will be having some music to carry us on over to our next little audio article. We'll be back. So, we're back, and we're going to be talking about Alex Fennell from Mongoose Publishing. As we've mentioned previously, he's going to be coming to Danger Planet Games on October 7th to talk about the new Starship Troopers Evolution game. We have done some articles on the Starship Troopers Evolution game. We talked with Ingrid about it, and he actually talked online with game developer and developer of the Starship Troopers game, the one, the only, Andy Chambers, who had some thoughts about it, and you can find his thoughts in our article that we had done on it. Be sure to check out our show notes. However, we want to remind everyone that Alex will be coming this coming Saturday. He's coming for, I believe, noon, and will be staying until 5 o'clock. That'll be at Danger Planet Games in Waltham, Mass. He is coming to basically introduce the Starship Troopers Evolution game. He'll be answering questions about that and the other games produced by Mongoose Publishing. We have heard from the very own Brian, who owns Danger Planet. Brian has said that he's expecting a large crowd to be there. People will be having all sorts of questions and concerns and just looking for input and information and answers. Unfortunately, I am working that morning. I will be at the event to talk with Alex later on. Alex has agreed to give me 5 minutes of his time, but I won't be able to be there until later on. It ends at 5. I'm hoping to get there between 3 and 4, so I will be missing some of it, and I know that Brian will be having information on what happened on the website at dangerplanetgames.com, so anything I miss, I know I can find out from Alex or from Brian, and I'll be sharing that with you. We will be using our field podcast equipment this coming Saturday when we go. I had hoped to be taking some photos of the event while I was there, but unfortunately a digital camera will be in use by my dad. He's going to Kansas, where he is from, to visit my grandparents and family, and my grandfather in particular. So he will be taking that to take many family photos, and unfortunately that means I won't be having a camera for the event, but I know that Brian over at Danger Planet loves to take photos and takes lots of pictures. I'll be able to get some from him or from the Danger Planet website, and I'll be sharing those with all of you. So remember, October 7th, which is next Saturday. Alex Fennell, owner and founder of Mongoose Publishing, will be coming to Danger Planet Games in Waltham, Mass. Head on over to our show notes for our articles about this and also for a link to the Danger Planet website, which will also have instructions on how to get to Danger Planet. And speaking of Danger Planet, every show we do a little promotion, and we've done it every show. We've promoted Danger Planet before, but I thought it would be very fitting to promote Danger Planet again in light of some recent blogging on the CWF Gamecast website and in light of Alex from Mongoose Publishing coming over to Danger Planet Games this Saturday, October 7th. Be sure to go to our website. We have a link to the Danger Planet Games website. It is dangerplanetgames.com. They have a lot of great stuff over there. It's a great store. They have incredible terrain and great employees. I just love going there. They are really, really incredible and so nice and helpful. I can't say enough great things about Danger Planet, so I'm going to stop now. But, you know, I hope to see you next Saturday at Danger Planet Games when I get to talk to Alex Fennell for a little bit. At this point in time, we're going to be playing a little more music for you as we segue over to our next article on Guitar Hero 2. So enjoy the music, and we'll be back in a flash. And we're back. Now we will be talking about Guitar Hero 2. I know you're thinking, whoa, didn't you talk about Guitar Hero way back on September 10th? You did a solo cast about with it and talked about that War Vault hacking and a couple other things. And if you're saying that, then you are correct. Back on September 10th, 2006, we did an episode of the podcast. It was a solo cast where we talked about the review for Warhammer Fantasy Battles 7th Edition. We discussed the War Vault hacking, and we also talked about a game for the PS2 called Guitar Hero. And Guitar Hero is the first game. It won our hearts, and we talked about it at length in that podcast. However, this time, we want to talk about Guitar Hero 2. For those who don't know, Guitar Hero 2 is a sequel to Guitar Hero. No surprise there. Something that makes Guitar Hero 2 unique is that it is a great game. And Guitar Hero was a great game, of course. But Guitar Hero 2, which comes out November 7th, 2006, has a great lineup. And it covers all sorts of great music from War Pigs all the way down to you name it. There's an article on Wikipedia with theorized music. And in one of our articles, we had talked about, you know, what was anticipated to be songs on the game. We actually want to talk a little bit about an interview done over on IGN with John Tam. He is the executive producer of the game, I guess is what you'd call him. And they talked with him about, you know, Guitar Hero 2 and some questions and different things, new things that are coming and so forth. The main thing that we want to talk about now, or announce, is that, you know, when we had played, or rather when I had played Guitar Hero the first time around, I went online and I, you know, read articles and stuff and just tried to find out some more about the game. And the number one complaint about the game was that, you know, if you wanted to learn how to play the guitar or at least try to make it more realistic or get better at the songs, you had to play an entire song. And then if you messed up, you finished the song, went on your way, and then you had to play it again. Well, Guitar Hero 2 allows you to replay segments of the song. So, say you're doing like a really fast solo in the middle of some rock song, and it's just so fast, and you can't keep up, and you're messing up like crazy, and you're hitting orange, and you should be hitting green, and then there's yellow, but you're hitting red instead, and you're like, whoa, I missed four chords in a row. Well, in Guitar Hero 2, you can replay that segment, and play it again, and again, and again. That's right. And again. And you can play it as many times as you need to until you get it right. Also, in the first Guitar Hero, you basically play the lead guitar. You are the head rocker. You're the best single guitarist. You're the lead guitarist in the band. And you're like, woo, look at me. Well, Guitar Hero 2 is different. In Guitar Hero 2, if you're doing the single player game, you're still the lead guitarist, as you were in Guitar Hero 1. But the difference is when you come to multiplayer. In Guitar Hero 1, when you did multiplayer, it was like a co-op mode. You each took the lead guitarist's, you know, notes and what he had to play, or what she had to play, as the case may be. And, you know, sometimes player 1 had to play the notes, sometimes player 2 had to play the chords. Well, in Guitar Hero 2, there's going to be two what they call them streams. The first stream is going to be, you know, the lead guitar. But the second stream will be sometimes a rhythm guitar, sometimes a bass guitar. And if you're doing multiplayer mode, you know, co-op mode, you're not playing the exact same track. So you're not really going to be sharing the lead guitar notes. One person might be playing the lead guitar, and the other person might be playing the rhythm guitar or the bass guitar. And it gets mixed up, and it gives you a chance to kind of get a different feel for it. Like, when I've been playing Guitar Hero, I've been playing, you know, obviously as a lead guitar I'm playing, but been thinking, well, I think it'd be kind of cool to be playing the bass guitar, you know, getting the rhythm going and just kind of keeping on. And it's not a whole as much finger play, but it's still, you know, pretty cool and set in mood and whatnot. And that's going to be one of the major new things, I guess you could say, in Guitar Hero 2. And as I said, Guitar Hero 2 is coming out soon. It's just going to be really cool. Obviously, they're going to have to, you know, balance the scoring and so forth because of the difficulty of, you know, the streams and so forth in it. But you're definitely going to be having some shift in the genre. They're not going to be mixing things up as much. But they're going to have some old, they're going to have some new, some modern, and of course different genres of rock. And like the first time around, they didn't get some of the bands that they had wanted. So this time, Red Octane, who is a maker of the game and also of the guitar, which is almost a full-size guitar, are going to be doing some of the big bands that they weren't able to before. I believe Metallica is going to be in it. I think Led Zeppelin and AC/DC and Van Halen. And some of them, so they're gonna actually be going on in there. And also, in the first Guitar Hero game, they had, you know, cover bands doing all the different bands, and it was actually pretty good and sounded almost, in every case, almost exactly like the actual bands. Well, in Guitar Hero 2, there is some talk that some of the bands will be doing their own vocals on the different tracks that you have to play. We don't know what bands, we don't know if that's true, we don't know what songs, but I would expect that at least a couple of the songs, especially some of the newer songs, some of the newer bands, and some of the newer takes, will have the original bands either playing the songs or doing the vocals, or at least part of it. And that's going to be pretty cool. So we're looking forward to when Guitar Hero 2 comes out. If you head on over to our show notes, you will find a link to that original podcast on September 10th, where we talk about Warhammer Fantasy Battle 7th Edition. We do a review of it. We talk about the War Vault hacking, and we talk about Guitar Hero. Plus, we have a link to the Guitar Hero 2 interview at IGN. And you can also find out how to get to Wikipedia for the Guitar Hero article there. It talks about suggested and rumored bands and songs that will be, that will be in Guitar Hero 2. As always, we're getting to the end of our show, and right now we're going to be doing something that we instituted several podcasts back. It's called Recent Blogging. And Recent Blogging is kind of like a list of, you know, recent articles that we have done on the podcast and on the blog in particular. And they're just some things that you might want to go and check out, but don't really warrant an entire segment of the podcast. I know, listeners, you're going to say, well, this podcast has really been an update podcast. It's kind of filler. And, you know, I suppose you could say that, but I stand firmly behind everything that we share in our podcast and on the blog. This is a Gamecast. We talk about gaming. We've talked about the Mini Painters Contest, which is gaming. We've talked about Alex Fennell from Mongoose Publishing, which is a game company. And he's having an event at a game store. And we talked about Guitar Hero 2, which is a video game. So I'm sorry if you might think, well, it's just an update show or whatever. But we feel that it's information that you want, and we want to give it to you. So I hope you feel that it was useful listening. Right now, with the recent blogging, we have a slew of articles on the blog that we think you should check out. The first two, which were put up today, a little after midnight actually, are about our Tale of X Gamers. There is one called Tale of X Gamers Update, which is from Steve. He talks about a little bit with his Howling Griffins. I know he's going to be having photos soon. He took them with a regular camera and is getting them put on a CD, which you can do when you get them developed, so that way he can get them up on the website, on our blog, and share them with you. The second one is called TXG Tau for the Greater Good Update, which is basically an update for my Tau for the Tale of X Gamers. The one thing I want to say about that is it's just a highlight from the article. Last month I had chosen to purchase 2 Tau sniper teams. Unfortunately, I had chosen to buy them online, both of them from eBay. One of them was never sent to me. I am not going to give the eBay seller's name because I don't believe in publicly blacklisting anyone like that, doing him more service than he did me. He did me some disservice. And he never ever contacted me, although I contacted him or her many times, and I never received the items. I had to go through the payback resolution, and I eventually got my money back this week. And, you know, that was many weeks ago it happened. So I didn't end up getting my second Tau sniper team, but I did get my first, and I used them in a game, which I will have to talk about sometime on the blog or the podcast. And I just want to say that I update what I'm going to be buying and stuff in my listing on the article. Also, we have an article I put up yesterday called Worsier Dice. And it's something we think you'd like to see about some Worsier branded dice. Also, we mentioned that Zombie Night Fight is coming. It'll be coming end of this month. Not on Halloween, but the week before at Danger Planet Games. It's one of their traditions. So check out our article because you'll be able to find out all about the history of Danger Planet Games, Zombie Night Fight. You'll see photos of previous ZFNs, and you'll find out how to get in and play this time. We also talk about briefly the Danger Planet Sands of Time 40K Mega Battle, which took place yesterday to commemorate their 5th year of being in operation. So congratulations, Danger Planet Games, for your 5th birthday. You're 5 years old. Woo! And lastly, we talk about in an article called CWF Stargate SG-1 RPG Update. And it's not really an update on the RPG, it's more so an update on my character. I decided that whereas Steve has access to posting articles on the blog and Steve is running the RPG, he can do RPG updates for it if he desires, and if not, then oh well. So I'm going to be limiting my RPG updates to my character and my point of view of things. Be sure to go to our website, which is www.wargamingforums.com, and while there you'll find our show notes, which has links to all of these recent bloggings. You'll find links to everything we talked about in the show and more. I want to thank all of you for listening today. I know it's a rainy day out, and I know tomorrow is a Jewish holiday. If you are of the Jewish faith, I wish you much religious and spiritual celebration. And I know a lot of you kids have the day off in school, or at least in the area around here you do. So enjoy the day off. Don't get into too much trouble. Unfortunately, I have to work tomorrow, although I kind of thought I wouldn't, because although I work in the library, I am a government employee, and the towns I work in have large Jewish populations with the schools being closed. So I thought, hey, maybe they're going to be closed in the libraries, but that wasn't the case. So I guess that means I'm going to have to be working on my Tomb Kings some other day. And I just want to, you know, thank you for listening. And I want to say that, as always, we really appreciate any feedback that you give us. Whether it's something good, or, you know, hey, we really like what you said, you rock, you are a god. Or if it's something constructive criticism, or if you just want to say, you know, that hurt the penis of my soul when you said whatever, or you know what, you're a jerk, you are a cock machine, then you know, so be it. But we like to hear your feedback, whatever it is. And that's about it. So I want to once again thank you. I want to say that I'm going to get out of here now because it's a little after 7 o'clock on this Sunday night. It's raining out, I am kind of chilly, and I'm hungry. I haven't eaten all day, so I'm going to go eat. But remember, thank you for listening, and keep on gaming. Adios.